kindergarten and first grade will stay up here because they're our first presentation. But before we do that, all of you remember the medley we've been working on. This is our kindergarten and our first grade. They have been working very hard putting together a play that introduces the rest of our program because it talks about the meaning of Easter.
so excited to see you.
Hey, what are you talking about anyways?
We're talking about Easter!
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I am all about Easter, and I'm right here. Aren't you excited?
It's not that we're not excited to see you.
Of course we're excited to see you. You're not really what Easter's all about.
I'm not?
No, you're not.
That's what this is talking about. It's all right here.
It's all right here.
And we are just talking about how the disciples got the best surprise on the first Easter morning.
Ooh, let me guess. I know. The biggest Easter basket ever. This big, this wide, filled with all kinds of candy.
No!
Or a whole lot more!
Don't get us wrong. We like candy. It's just that if that's all Easter is about, it's a pretty empty holiday.
Wait a minute. If Easter's not about me and it's not about candy, I'm lost.
Exactly. That's what Easter's all about.
Easter's about Jesus rising from the dead.
Jesus came to earth to seek and save the lost.
Let's go talk about this some more. Why don't our teachers go tell all these kids the real meaning about Easter?
On your blue marks, where you're supposed to line up. Good job. Mia, on your blue mark. Grace, you up here. Georgia, scoot forward one. Grace, go back behind Georgia. Georgia, scoot forward one. Henry, on the other side. Georgia, right here. There you go. It's okay.
Jenna, scoot back. She's too scared. She's not going to do it.
It was really incredible. On Palm Sunday, Jesus entered Jerusalem riding on a donkey. Everybody went crazy, praising Jesus and waving palm branches to honor him. The soldiers beat Jesus and put a crown of thorns on his head. The soldiers made Jesus carry his cross to the place where he would die. Jesus hung on the cross while the soldiers mocked him. Finally, he died on the cross and was taken down to be buried. But that's not the end of the story. They buried Jesus in a tomb, and 3 days later, he arose. He came back to life.
Thank you.
for me. All of this is exactly how it's supposed to be.
I'm right here. Can you hear my voice? My life, my love, my Lord, my baby boy.
As they nail me to this tree, just know the Father waits for me.
God, how can this be your will, to have your son and my son killed?
Whatever happens, whatever you see, whatever your eyes tell you has become of me. This is not, it's not the end. I am making all things new again.
Okay, thank you, third grade. One of our students, Addie, has asked to sing for us. We have a song that we'll be playing in the background from the speaker here. So Addie, without further ado, here you go.
Come thy fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise a mount, I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, headed by thy help I come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus, on me when a stranger wandering from the fold of God, he to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. So to grace, how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. So to grace, how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, Lord, take it, seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, Lord, take it, seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to above. Thank you, Addie. Good job. Okay, our next group up is going to be our middle school Bible class, 6th, 7th, some 8th graders in it, and they have a special presentation along with some slides that will be running behind it on the resurrection eggs.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us today. We'd like to tell you the most important story in history using eggs. Resurrection eggs are an Advent-type tool many families use in anticipation of Resurrection Sunday. Each 12 eggs has a token inside to remind us of various events in the New Testament account leading up to Jesus' death and resurrection. Perhaps you can use these reminders too.
Hi, my name is Delia, and I got the donkey. Matthew 21:7-9. The disciples brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from trees and spread them on the road. The crowds went ahead of him, and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest of heaven!"
Hi, my name is Jed, and I have the coins. My verse is Matthew 26:14-16. The one of the 12, the one called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and asked, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" So they counted out for him 30 pieces of silver, and from then on, Judas looked for an opportunity to hand him over.
Hello, I'm Leslie, and I have the cup. My verse is Matthew 26:26-28. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat, for this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many remission of sins."
Hello, my name is Audrey, and I got the praying hands, Matthew 26:36-39. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane, and said to the disciples, "Sit here while I go and pray over there." And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me." He went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, at least not as I will, but as you will."
Hello, my name is Jace, and I have the scourge that they used to scourge Jesus with. And in Matthew 27:26, it says, "Then he released Barabbas unto them, and when he scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified."
Hello, my name is Hannah, and I got the crown of thorns, and my verse is Matthew 27:29. When they had twisted a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, the King of the Jews."
My name is Dixie, and I got the nails, John 19:16-18. Finally, Pilate handed him over to them to be crucified. So the soldiers took charge of Jesus, carrying his own cross. He went to the place of the skull. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on each side, and Jesus in the middle.
Hello, my name is Ethan, and I received the dice in my egg. The dice reminds me of John 19:23-24. It reminds me of this because the verse is, quote, "When the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes, dividing them into four shares, one for each of them, with the undergarment remaining. The garment was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom, Let's not tear it, they said to one another. Let's decide by lot who will get it. This happened that the scripture might be fulfilled that said, they divided my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment. So this is what the soldiers did.
Hello, my name is Cade, and I have the egg that has a spear, and I will be reading John 31 through 37. Since it was the day of preparation, and so that the bodies would not remain in the cross on the Sabbath, for the Sabbath was a high day, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs might be broken and they might be taken away. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who had been crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once there came out blood and water. He who saw it has borne witness. His testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth, that you also may believe. For these things took place that the scripture might be fulfilled. Not one of his bones will be broken. And again, another scripture says, they will look on him whom they have pierced.
Hi, my name is Valentine, and I got the cloth, which reminds me of Matthew 27 through 57. Now when evening had come, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who himself had also became a disciple of Jesus. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be given to him. When Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth.
Hi, my name is Evelyn. I got the stone. My verse is Matthew 28, 1 through 2. And it says, the day after the Sabbath day was the first day of the week, at the dawn of the first day. And Mary Magdalene and another woman named Mary went to look at the tomb. At the time, there was a strong earthquake, and the angel of the Lord came down from heaven. The angel went to the tomb, rolled away the stone, and then sat on the entrance.
Hello, my name is Faith. I have the empty egg that represents the empty tomb. The proof of Christ our Lord is risen, Matthew 28, 5 through 8. The angel said to the woman, do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, he is risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he was laid, and go quickly and tell his disciples he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you. Thank you and God bless.
Thank you to our middle school group. Our next group up. Come on ahead. Okay, so our fourth and fifth grade group is together for Bible. And they are going to be doing a song for us. It was finished upon that cross.
Oh,
Our next presentation is going to be the second grade. They are doing tomb scene from Matthew and from John. And then as they finish their presentation, our third grade is going to come back up and join them in singing at the end. Second grade, go for it.
So good morning. The second grade class has been learning about the Gospels. Each Gospel gives an account of Jesus's Each gospel account gives the author's individual point of view of these events. Today, the second grade class will be presenting a scripture scene from when the tomb was found empty in the Gospels of Matthew and John. We're going to start out at John 1, verses 1 through 18, and then we'll follow with Matthew and John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and darkness did not comprehend it.
There came a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. There was the true light, which coming into the world enlightens every man. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him.
He came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him. But as many received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified about him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has a higher rank than I, for he existed before me.'"
For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten God is in the bosom of the Father. He has explained him.
Now after the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to look at the grave. And behold, a severe earthquake had occurred, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled away the stone and sat upon it. And his appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. The guards shook for fear and became like dead men. The angel said to the women,
"Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who has been crucified. He is not here, but he has risen, just as he said. Come see the place where he was lying. Go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going ahead of you to Galilee. Then you will see him before I have told you."
Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came early to the tomb while it was still dark and saw the stone already taken away from the tomb. So she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and said to them,
"They have taken my Lord out of the tomb, and I do not know where they have laid him."
So Peter and the other disciple went forth and were going to the tomb. The two were running together, and the other disciple ran ahead faster than Peter and came to the tomb first. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. And so Simon Peter also came following him and entered the tomb. and he saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the face cloth which had been on his head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. So the other disciple who had first come to the tomb then also entered, and he saw and he believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. So the disciples went away again to their own homes. But Mary was standing outside the tomb weeping. And so as she wept, she stooped and looked into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had been lying. And they said to her,
"Woman, why are you weeping?"
And she said to them, when she said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, and did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her,
"Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?"
Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him,
"Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away."
And Mary, Jesus said to her,
"Mary."
She turned and said to him in Hebrew,
"Rabboni,"
which means teacher. Jesus said to her,
"Stop clinging to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend to my Father and your Father and my God and your God."
Third grade. Okay, so what we've had today, our different groups have been sharing with us. They've been sharing things about Jesus' death and about his resurrection. You see, Good Friday today is the day that we remember Jesus died. He didn't faint. He didn't pretend to be dead. He died. Physically, he died. He died for your sin, for my sin, to make that payment so that we can live with him forever in heaven. Period. End of story. That's what it's all about. But the story does not really end there. Yes, the payment was made. But on Easter Sunday, we celebrate the hope that is ours eternally, and that Jesus did not stay dead, he rose. And as these little ones have been singing and sharing with us, he is alive forever. So yes, on Good Friday, we remember he died. But even more, on Easter Sunday, we remember that he rose. He lives forever. And with that, we're going to have our last song. Come on up, the rest of you guys, too. Join us up here. Good job. Oh my goodness. You guys are just amazing. We love working with your kids. So I would like to say a great big thank you to all your parents and others out here who have helped these guys get ready, worked on their parts, brought them here, done all those things, all our students who've worked so hard, our teachers, they're amazing people and they're helpers who put this all together. And even though, I'm going to call you out for just a second, our high schoolers, I'll just say this, they gave me the I'd rather die 1,000 deaths than perform by ourselves look. They were here helping. They've been helping corral kids and hand out things and get people do things that they need to do. Thank you so much to them, too, for helping. And most, last but not least, Christ Community, thank you for providing for a place for us to be, for setting this all up, for our AV. Just, it's amazing when everybody comes together and works together. Thank you all. God bless you. Remember, Monday is a holiday. We do have some treats and snacks out here. And at this point, we are dismissed. Thank you again so much. Happy Easter. Jesus lives. Amen.